Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're going to continue today to talk about spiritual conflict, the spiritual battle that we're all engaged in. And deep down, we all wish it were different, but the reality is that's the field on which the Lord has put us. The world is a battlefield between the forces of darkness and the forces of light, between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness, between our Lord Jesus Christ and his enemy. And what's being contended for, as I've been talking about all week long, is eternal souls, human beings, the image of God, who are destined to live eternally, to exist forever in one place or another. There's two roads, there's two ways. This is so much a part of the church's teaching and the scripture, and that there's a battle over which way you're destined to go. What will be your ultimate end? Where will you end? Will you end in the kingdom of God, in living in eternal glory with Christ and sharing in his sonship and his glory and his majesty, in the absolute freedom of the sons and daughters of God, be just being literally clothed and bathed and walking in love in every cell in your body, just radiating the love of God in absolute freedom with those you love? Or will you be eternally separated from that love by your own choice? That's the reality of what is playing out in human history. It is the biggest thing going on the planet. It's bigger than all the wonderful scientific discoveries. It's bigger than all the political battles across the globe. It's bigger than the music industry. It's bigger than Apple. It's bigger than Amazon. It's bigger than all of it. And every person is caught in this battle. And every person is headed toward one of these two destinies. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week, I've been talking about the nature of the specific way in which the battle is unfolding in our time. You can go to our website at renewalministries.net and listen to the programs on your computer or download them on whatever device works for you, or you can also just sign up for the podcast and tune in anytime you want to on that device. So the apostles help us understand, as they echo the words of Jesus, how profoundly important it is that we live with an alert mind, that we put on the armor of God, because we're constantly being exhorted by the brothers to do just that. So they warn us about the deceptions, the wiles of the enemy. And he's really putting out a very powerful, deceptive lie in this hour in human history that many, many people, even in the church, many of the baptized, are just moving with. And the lie is, we talked about this radical commitment to a total self-creative freedom, and the human heart insisting that in order for it to find the happiness it longs for, right? The human person to find happiness and fulfillment and freedom, no outside person, being, force, whatever, can tell me who I'm supposed to be and how I will find happiness. I become my own master, my own designer. It's a radical assertion of self-will, and it's a throwing off of God's wisdom and of God's creative reality, really, of being itself, but throwing off God's rule, God's plan, God's purpose for us. That's all it is. There's nothing more than that. Underneath all these ideas of radical autonomy and the denial of human nature, the 150 genders, whatever it is, all these things that are emerging, and it gets crazier and crazier. And notice, friends, as that gets crazier, you notice how much violence and rage and confusion is emerging in the culture? That's all a part of the disorder and the chaos that happens when the right ordering of the human mind and human will begins to be deconstructed. And denying God is going to lead to darkness and chaos. It's just the way it is. No matter how much we insist on our self-assertion over and against God and pound our chests and create all our new technology and all the things that make us feel so radically autonomous. Friends, it's a joke. You can't oppose God and live. Although we're so blinded that we will insist that he doesn't exist, and if he does exist, he has nothing to do with us, and we are our own master, our own maker, and our own future. Everything's in our own hands, and our own wits, and our own mind. That's all there is, and this somehow is where we're going to find happiness. Well, that's just a lie, and it's not true. But that temptation, it's not a new temptation, but it's being expressed in a unique, in a new way in our culture. And one of the ways you can see it, it's, I call it echoing a friend of mine, and teacher Mike Bickley calls it a Psalm 2 crisis. We're facing a Psalm 2 crisis. And let me just read Psalm 2, because it's something that it's one of my favorite Psalms, and it's something that I've taught on and preached on since I was in my 20s, because I really believe this is part of what we're seeing in the continued unfolding and unraveling of Western culture. And it's defining itself over and against God, and it's rejecting its Judeo-Christian history. What it is, friends, ultimately is the rage of the human heart against God. It's pride, it's envy. Believe it or not, that's what it is. It's got a lot of flowery language around it and being tolerant, all the rest, but fundamentally it's a rage against God. It's the sin of the human heart, it's original sin, which I'll touch on as we conclude the program today. But here's Psalm 2. Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed, saying, let us burst their bonds asunder and cast their cords from us. The kings of the earth are always tempted. I will be king. I will determine. I will rule. I'll dominate. I'll control. I'll shape the world according to my designs. And so the psalmist is telling us this consequence of the fall, of man's blindness and of his deep, deep pride in his heart, also rooted in envy and, you know, really the seven deadly sins in play, right, in the human heart. And so the kings of the earth set themselves. So what we're seeing in our culture today is that many people of power and influence, and even people within the church, believe it or not, are setting themselves against the Lord. They're setting their minds, their will, their resources against the Lord's purpose and design. They refuse to acknowledge God as God and to give him thanks. They suppress the truth about God. That's what it means to set themselves against God and pound their chest, say, we will live the way we want to live. We'll call good what we want to call good because we are our own master and no one will tell us different. This is why the rage is beginning to grow against the church. The church is being cornered now. It's going to be the scapegoat. The church is going to be called the source of people's unhappiness and problems. Why? Because we insist on communicating God's plan and purpose, God's commandments. It's already begun to happen, but it's going to intensify, friends. And there's a blindness and a rage in people that's going to be its cause. And we have to remember, the people who are driving it are not our enemies. They're trapped. They're enslaved. We have to have hearts of mercy, but we have to stand up and bear witness to the truth. We can't cower to the pressure that they bring. As St. Peter, I read yesterday, he says, really, after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who's called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore and establish and strengthen you. The apostles understand in this world you are going to suffer if you're going to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. This is partly why the Lord's permitting this, because many believers don't want to suffer. They want to be believers, but we aren't willing to suffer. And as the heat gets turned up, we hit the road. People say, whoa, 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 wait a minute. I didn't sign up for this. So we get trapped in what's going on here in Psalm 2. And what they want to do is burst the bonds of God asunder. We want to cast off the cords. What are the bonds? Well, the commandments of God, nature itself, male and female, God's plan for family, morality, God's eternal moral order. That's a bond. That's a cord that enslaves. And they say, we must throw it off if we're going to be free. It's the same temptation from the garden. You know, man wants to be God. That's it. That's the temptation. So I want to just take a minute to see how wise the church is and what it's received from the Lord in talking about the reality of original sin, because at the source, one of the fundamental lies that's present in this, you might call, neo-Gnostic worldview that's emerged in society, a utopianism, is to say there's nothing wrong with the human heart. It's what's out there that's wrong, and man's going to fix it all, and man's going to be happy, and his ultimate happiness is in his own hands and nowhere else. Here's what this area of the catechism, this section is so good. I suppose the entire catechism is good, but the stuff on original sin is so clear. So paragraph 396, God created man in his image and established him in his friendship, a spiritual creature. Man can live this friendship only in his free submission to God. The prohibition against eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil spells this out. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall die. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil symbolically evokes the insurmountable limits that man, being a creature, must freely recognize and respect with trust. Man is a dependent creature. He's dependent on his creator and subject to the laws of creation and to the moral norms that govern the use of freedom. This is exactly, friends, what the current deception, the current state of the battle, and what's happening in our culture, the great lie of our time, is believing the opposite of this, that dependence on a creator is humiliating to man, that it's enslaving, and that it's crippling man's radical freedom and autonomy. And God is not the good God from whom I've received it all, and whose commandments, his ordinances, his moral norms, and the way he's created reality itself, that's judged as being oppressive. And God is my adversary as a result. And God needs to be pushed away. And we now need to plant our own flag, put on our own crown, pound our own chest, and assert our radical freedom. It's happening all over the place. And friends, it's bleeding into the church. It's present in baptized people in the church who are standing up and opposing the church's teaching on human nature itself, on the meaning of marriage, on the commandments, things like that. All they are is they're drinking in the culture. They're drinking in the lie of the culture. Paragraph 397 goes on. It says, man tempted by the devil, let his trust in his creator die in his heart. And abusing his freedom, disobeyed God's command. This is what man's first sin consisted of. All subsequent sin would be disobedience toward God and a lack of trust in his goodness. And here we are right now. That's what we're seeing very, very clearly in society today. There's a refusal to trust God. Man let his trust go. And why? Because he was tempted by the devil, who plays on man's desire to be radically, you know, God, to be God. And he seduces us to believe in the struggle for freedom, that there's an easier way to freedom if we just follow him and follow his lies. Friends, no one has a clearer understanding of the human condition and what's going on right now in the world than the church, than the teaching of the church. Let's take it up more tomorrow, friends. Invite your friends to join us. This is really good stuff, and I think the Lord wants to equip us to stand and be light in this hour of darkness. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.